Back here on 95.9 WATD, live at Gillette, it is your Division 6 Super Bowl. Abington and Rockland, crosstown rivalry, meeting here on the biggest stage of them all. Shotgun snap, Celestino takes it himself up the middle. He's got some room right up the gut. Celestino off to the races. Can he get there? No, he's dragged down inside the 5 by Deshaun Leggett. But not before P.J. Celestino sets the Rockland Bulldogs up with first and goal.
About a 34-yard run there, and he had a huge hole. He was being chased by safeties there, and they got to him just in time.
Three wide receivers at the top of the formation. They'll roll Celestino out that way to his left. He fires end zone. Open touchdown.
Oh, man.
Lucas Leander in the corner catches it to the near pylon and runs to the Rockland crowd. It's an opening drive score for the Bulldogs. Rockland's going to head to our opening break with a 6-0 lead over Abington here. It's your Division 6 Super Bowl on 95.9 WATD. Big play in the ball game upcoming. Fourth and 3.
Great, perfect place to go forward here.
Ball on the 13. Rockland breaks the huddle. Same formation. Now shift into I formation. Celestino takes the snap, fakes the give to Colstring, runs on the bootleg. There's a man out there. Can he beat him? He steps out of the tackle and gets the first down.
Wow.
Jack Robbins had him in his clutches, but Celestino jumped through the tackle and got it to the chains. Went out of bounds at the 10. They're going to move it. It's first and goal. Abington losing the battle in the trenches right now. Rockland getting great push from Daly, Hitchcock, Clark, Costa, and Wallace.
We're just into the second quarter here, and Rockland's over 100 yards rushing. And if you project that for the full game, you know what that means.
Rockland has the 6-0 lead over Abington.
Massive crowd here, Quinn, bigger than any of the other games.
Massive crowd, massive play upcoming. It's fourth and goal. From inside the 1 for Rockland. They come out of the timeout in I formation. Celestino slowly approaches the line, takes the snap, jumps over the top, and has the touchdown.
Whoa.
What a call. A gutsy call there by Rockland. Celestino does his best high jump impersonation and goes over the offensive line for the touchdown.
Tom Brady used to do that, right? But no, Celestino, what a great athletic play here. Oh, man, look at that.
Wow. Lulled him to sleep with the slow approach to the line, and as soon as he got there, it was as though a gunshot had gone off, and he's into the end zone. 12-0 Rockland, and they'll look for the extra point. Now Esposito will boot it away. It's another low dribbler up the middle. Trouble on the field, but Abington gets it. Lucas Summers picks it up, and he's off to the races. Curtis Lucas Summers down the near sideline, and Esposito
down to the 20.
Catches him, but not before he takes it to the Rockland 20.
Wow. Wow.
Lucas Summers bobbled that one as it fell into his arms, and it seemed like that delay was enough to just cause a hiccup in the coverage for Rockland, and the star running back for Abington takes it downfield. 45 yards, and Abington's in the red zone right away. Fourth and a little over a yard with the ball set up on the far hash mark. They are in the shadow of the Rockland goal line, I should say. Down 13-0. The Bulldogs have jumped out to an early lead. We're midway through the second quarter. Abington in desperate need of a conversion and a big play here.
These are the plays you need to make if you're going to win a championship.
Riley breaks the huddle. A pair of fullbacks behind him. Takes the snap. They go up the middle. The play is blown up in the backfield.
Give it to him, I think.
Rockland makes the stop at the line of scrimmage. It is a passing down, third and 10 at the Rockland 45. Riley in the shotgun with Lucas Summers to his right. Donovan in the slot near side. Three men in trips formation at the top. Takes the snap, draws back. He's looking to his left. He throws over the top. He's got a man, Fanara. It's a bit underthrow, but Fanara makes a wonderful catch at the 17-yard line. And let me correct it. That's Mike Van Luling. Van Luling, who scored his first career touchdown on Thanksgiving, comes up with a huge catch to extend the Abington drive. Abington comes out with Riley under center. Kilmaine behind him. Ricketson offset left. They go with Ricketson. Ricketson tries the outside. He's got a hole. Ricketson!
Wow!
Into the end zone. The seas part in the green wave. Rolls through.
Touchdown. Wow. There you go. In spite of all of the the dominance by the Bulldogs in the first half here. We have a ball game, new ball game, brand new ball game.
2:02 left in the half as Izzy Ricketson gets Abington on the board. La Rosa gets ready to kick it away for the Green Wave. Celestino is back deep. It's right down the middle of the field. It's over the head of Celestino. It bounces, and it stops just short of the goal line. Celestino has to pick it up and start upfield, and now he gets to the outside with Bonkers. Celestino off to the races down the near sideline. Celestino tracked down from behind. La Rosa can't get him. He's gone at the 10. Stiff on the 5. It's a 99-yard touchdown return for P.J. Celestino.
I can't believe it. No way that just happened.
Oh, my word.
No way that just happened. Has this kid got some feet?
Celestino let the kick go over his head, thinking it would reach the end zone. It stopped on the 1. He picked it up, and Abington had over-pursued. He got by the first man, and there was nobody on the near sideline to stop him. Riley in the shotgun now. Van Luling and Leggett, the men on the outside. Fanara and Donovan in the slots, looking left here, Riley. He'll throw one over the top for Fanara. Can he turn around? No, it's intercepted by Colstring at the 17. Colstring's dragged down at the 25. A critical interception by Eddie Riley gives Rockland the ball back with 1:05 left in the half. Rockland comes out in Wildcat formation.
There he goes.
They take it with Leander around the outside. He's got the outside on the near sideline. Cuts upfield. Stays on his feet. Cuts back to midfield. Blockers in front. Leander taking it all the way across the field. He's down to the Abington 40 with 51 seconds left. Leander with a 35-yard rush out of the Wildcat formation. Winding side to side. Rockland with big play after big play. Esposito will try for the kick, a 27-yarder. We saw him hitting in warm-ups from 45. He's got the leg. Does he have the accuracy? The kick is up. It's moving right to left, but it stays between the uprights, and it is good. And going into the half, Rockland has rumbled out to a 23-7 lead in your Division 6 Super Bowl. Abington's in fourth down and 4. And they know the situation. They're going for it. From the 21, Riley under center, double wing formation. Motion man across is Lucas Summers. He rolls out. He tries to set it up. He's going with the wheel route to Lucas Summers. Lucas Summers has it and drops it.
Oh!
Excellent coverage on the play again by Wardwell. Had him lock and step. Esposito takes a high snap. Not a lot of pressure from Abington. He's able to get it away. It's a short kick. It bounces twice. Donovan picks it up. They fake the end around to Fanara. He cuts upfield. Donovan's got the inside. He's out in front of the Abington bench. Stays on his feet.
30.
And takes it down to the 30-yard line.
There you
Great
go.
Field position once again for Abington.
They got all kinds of options here. You got Kilmaine. You got Curtis. You've got Ricketson.
Fanara splits out at the numbers at the top of the formation. Second and goal. They motion Lucas Summers right to left. They go to Kilmaine this time. Up the gut. Mason Kilmaine dives into the end zone. With 2:23 left in the third quarter, Abington's back on the board. 23-13. They'll be going for two, trying to make it a one-possession game. It's the start of the fourth quarter. Rockland has the ball on their own 40, but it's 4th and 5. They'll be getting ready to punt it away to the Green Wave, who trail by 10, 23-13. A third quarter really dominated by Abington in both time of possession and on the scoreboard. They do only get 6 points, but they're the only score in the frame.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of these deals where Rockland was throwing punches and they had Abington wobbling, and then the bell would ring to end the round, and Abington get up next, and they're still up. And Abington won't go away. And here we go. They're not punting?
They're not in position to punt. Celestino fakes the give to Colstring. Steps up into the pocket looking to pass. Now gets to the outside. He's going to throw deep downfield. Donovan tracking. Oh, my Lord, what a catch! What a catch on the sideline! Rockland has it down at the 21 as Logan Rogers goes full extension to make the grab over Donovan. Rockland dialed it up on 4th and 5, and they hit big.
1st and 10 from the 21.
Leander in the shotgun. He takes it. He runs it out to the outside left on the Abington sideline. Oh! Ball pops free. It's on the ground. Abington picks it up. No, they lost it. And they get it back. Abington with the recovery at the 20.
Are you serious?
What a series in 47 seconds. Rockland goes for it on fourth and five, hits a 39-yard completion, and then gives it away. Abington with a huge play. Oh, my, Leander had it punched out by Lucas Summers. Donovan tried to pick it up and run. He lost it. Yeah. And then Van Luling falls on it.
Abington is not going to go down. I mean, it's just not going to happen. They're just refused to give up.
Briley under center, splits out Donovan on the near side, motions Ricketson right to left. He pitches it to Ricketson, but this one's blown up, and Ricketson puts it on the ground. Rockland recovers. Gabe Pinero makes the recovery. Rockland is going to take back over on the Abington side of the field. It's Rockland ahead, 23-13, setting up in fourth down and four from the Abington 33. If they pick this up, it's going to make life very, very difficult for the Green Wave. If they don't, Abington's still kicking. Wildcat formation. Leander takes the direct snap. He tries the left side. Now cuts it right back upfield, but it's Connor Pease and Jack Robbins blowing up the play. It's a turnover on downs, and Abington's going to get another shot on offense.
5.5 minutes. 4 wideouts left for Abington.
They'll sling it out that way. It's a screen pass to Donovan. It was behind the line. He drops it. Now he'll loop one up. Oh, that's a bad decision. And Jacob Colstring intercepts it at the 40. Donovan dropped it and had already committed to the decision and just flung it downfield. I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah.
Abington turns the ball right back over to Rockland, and the Bulldogs get new life. First and 10 with 5:23 left. Looking to hand Abington its first ever loss at Gillette.
So we have 3:40 to go, and Abington has the ball at midfield.
Two wide receivers on the near side. It's Van Luling and Fanara. Two at the top are Donovan and Leggett. He's looking that way. Throws out to Leggett on the slant route. He's got it out to the 40. And did he put the ball on the ground? That's going to be very close to the first down. They're discussing it now. Rockland has the ball. Are they going to say he was down or it was loose? They're in a huddle. The referees have it. Leggett seemingly lost the ball, but was his butt on the turf? No, it was not. Rockland forces the fumble and takes the ball away again with 3:10 left. Let's look at this replay, folks. Leggett lost the ball. It was clearly out, and Rockland was there to make the recovery.
Wow.
A heartbreaker for Abington.
Fourth and four.
Two wide receivers to the near side, two at the top of the formation. Lucas Summers in the backfield. Riley drops back, steps up, throws downfield for Fanara. It's batted into the air and falls to the turf. Colstring, the ball-hawking safety, came over the top and knocked it away.
Those guys have been there all night. They have been there all night.
Rockland has secured it. It's all a formality now. For the first time in 21 years, Rockland will taste victory in a state title game. Nick LaCorey is going to get his first ever Super Bowl victory. Celestino, the senior captain, snaps it, takes one more knee, and Rockland heads out on the field to celebrate. The final seconds will tick away. It's been 2 decades since the Bulldogs reached the top of the high school football mountain in Massachusetts, but they've ascended once again. The second defeat of Abington on the season. You can see the brotherhood on the field as several members of the Rockland Bulldogs team have gone over to cajole players on the Abington side of the field. It's heartbreak for Abington. It's the sweet taste of victory for Rockland. It was everything you could have asked for. Triple zeros on the clock. Rockland is champion again.